Unity, Stanford professor who mocked Barron Trump joins Biden administration. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 11, 2021. Stanford Law School professor Pamela Carlin, who mocked former President Donald Trump's son Barron Trump during his impeachment trial, is joining the Biden administration. Stanford Law professor Pamela Carlin, who is known for mocking Barron Trump during an impeachment hearing, will now act as Principal Deputy Assistant Attorney General in President Joe Biden's Justice Department, according to multiple reports. In 2019, Carlin fell under scrutiny for invoking the name of Trump's 13-year-old son in an attempt to criticize the president during the House Judiciary Committee's hearing on impeachment. The Constitution says there can be no titles of nobility, so while the president can name his son Barron, he can't make him a baron, the professor had said during the impeachment hearing. Carlin's apparent attempt at a pun earned her plenty of backlash from members of Congress, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, Donald Trump Jr., and First Lady Melania Trump, among others. Pamela Carlin thought she was being clever and going for laughs, said McEnany in 2019. But she instead reinforced for all Americans that Democrats have no boundaries when it comes to their hatred of everything President Trump. The First Lady, who typically doesn't enter the arena of public debates about her family, also weighed in, tweeting, "A minor child deserves privacy and should be kept out of politics. Pamela Carlin, you should be ashamed of your very angry and obviously biased public pandering, and using a child to do it." Carlin reacted to the criticism by offering a backhanded apology, stating, "It was wrong of me to do that. I wish the president would apologize, obviously, for the things that he has done that's wrong, but I do regret having said that." This is not the professor's first time serving in a presidential administration. In 2013, Carlin was appointed to be the Deputy Assistant Attorney General for Voting Rights under the Obama administration. More recently, she was part of Facebook's Supreme Court, which is packed with left-wing progressives. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram,